This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about our inclination to seek approval. In this series, we've been talking about how we interact with those in positions of power, and sometimes we are more inclined to seek approval from those in higher places. Recently, I was talking about the ongoing saga of David being on the run from King Saul. I talked specifically about how Saul walked into a cave where David and his men were hiding. David stepped forward to cut a piece of Saul's robe off and to take his life, but then quickly decided not to do so. Soon after Saul left, David ran out of the cave towards Saul to make him aware of the good he had just done. In fact, David called out to Saul, "Look, my father." Now notice how David still refers to the man who's trying to kill him as father. But David was holding a piece of his robe to prove to Saul that while he had the chance to take his life, he chose not to seize the opportunity. So even though in this instance, David tried to appeal to Saul, he didn't get trapped there. He didn't seek Saul's approval to the extent where it prevented him from seeking God's approval first. And sometimes we can work so hard to win the approval of others, especially those in a higher position, that we lose sight of who is ultimately in the position of power. So today, let us remember who is ultimately in control as we cling to these words. So we speak not to please man, but to please God who tests our hearts. 1 Thessalonians 2:4. Share this Be moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, remember whose approval really matters.